If it's not thick on what you call, well, you just call it grade, is all I know.
All right. What do you call the liquid that's burned in labs? Remember when you used to have
kerosene.
Kerosene. What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
I don't know too much about hogs. I thought they were just hogs. Well, I know there's different kinds, but I don't know the kinds.
All right. What do you call an itching or a soreness between the toes?
Ground itch.
Okay. What do you call homemade whiskey?
Homemade whiskey. Call it homemade whiskey, I reckon.
Okay.
I didn't know you made homemade whiskey.
What do you call real cheap whiskey?
Slop.
Okay.
I reckon it would be.
What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
What would I call anything a child likes to play with? Mm-hmm. Well, they like to play with so many things. Tricycles.
Well, all of these things that children play with, what are they called?
Just play things.
Okay.
So much you could name over and just play things. Dolls, beds, houses.
Yeah. My little girl has, when we were coming down here, she has a dollhouse with her with about, you know, dolls spread all over the car.
Mm-hmm. I made doll dresses last year for my two little grandchildren in Savannah. I bought the Roberta the year before, or says after Christmas Eve after dinner, I marked down the dolls half price. Mom, I'm going to town and get two dolls. And she did, and we saved them till last Christmas. And I made them a whole lot of clothes and gave some to them.
Oh, how nice. Do you knit clothes or something?
No, I just cut them and made them little dresses.
Oh,
I made dresses for them, and I made a little gown for them, and then I made a little kimono to go over the gown and all those dolls. Charles had to come home. He came up to East Point and brought them about a week or two before Christmas, and we met him up there and at his mother's and carried the dolls to them.
Wow, very good. How far is Savannah from here?
It's about 300 miles. I tell you, before I started to going down there, I just had an idea. When you got to Macon, you'd be about halfway to Savannah. Well, when you get to Macon, you haven't hardly started to Savannah. And we went down there, what Roberta did. Roberta and Jim went down there and got the girls. Charles was sick, and he had to have an operation in Macon. And they flew that morning to Macon. And Jim and Roberta met them in Macon and brought the girl. She had to stay. They stayed 2 weeks while she was in Macon with Charles.
Hmm.
And then we carried them back to Macon when we let him go home. He had a slip disc. Hmm. And that boy had gotten away. He was bent over and he looked so bad. He's just missed nearly all half of this year.
Mm.
Not working. He got away. Couldn't do nothing.
That's very painful.
And the way he got better was, he works for Sexton,
mm-hmm.
and he happened to find
how to say things that happen now and then yesterday. For example, I say, now I see you, but yesterday I saw you. And now I sing, today I will sing, but yesterday I sang.